Can you speak with all of you?
17:30,
this evening I'd like to share with you two verses from Philippians using the topic A Life Without Shame. Perhaps it is because I used to be a prodigal son that I think about topics like these a lot. So I want to be able to live a life from now on without any regret or shame. I don't know how old you are this year. But if you look back at your own life, can you recall anything that makes you feel bad about? Or even feel shameful about? What I thought to be shameful in the past is no longer shameful to me now. What wasn't shameful in the past to me now is something very shameful.
比如说我以前在曼哈顿第一街的送外卖
For example, I worked in Manhattan on First Street in a to-go store.
那是一家中国餐馆
At a Chinese restaurant.
我每次骑单车回来的时候我已经在这边说过总是有人拿鸡蛋给我
Whenever I got back to the restaurant on a bicycle, somebody would throw eggs at me.
那时候Peter跟我在一家餐馆一起服务。
At that time, Brother Peter served in this, worked in the same restaurant as me.
那个鸡蛋都不可以,他都给我。
They never threw the eggs at him, but only at me.
我觉得,哇,这份工作真的是很丢脸的。
So I felt that it was very embarrassing to work for that job.
以前也打过这种motel的工。
I also worked at motels before.
扫厕所。
I would clean the bathroom.
有时候会觉得,哎呀,怎么堂堂大男人,怎么牺牲在这种地方做这种事情。
And sometimes I would feel very ashamed because how can me, a man, be cleaning bathrooms here?
如今回想起来,其实那根本就不是羞耻的事情。
But now when I look back, those things were not shameful at all.
那么什么事情当时不觉得羞耻,现在觉得羞耻呢?
But what are the things that I did not think of as shameful, but now I consider shameful?
我记得很清楚,有一次小学四年级,我们老师在抓贼啊。
I still recall clearly when we were in fourth grade, our teacher once was catching someone who had stolen something.
老师很聪明,他就量脉搏,看谁心脏跳得比较快,那个就是贼。
The teacher is very smart. He touched everyone's pulse, and whoever's pulse was fastest, he knew that that was a thief.
结果他抓到两个人,其中一个是我。
He found two people, and I was one of them.
其实我不是贼啦。
I wasn't the thief.
我只是这个人很紧张哦,这个老师做一些乱七八糟的动作,我就很紧张,所以我自然心跳就很快嘛。
My pulse was very fast because I was very nervous at what the teacher was doing to me.
如果后来我记得,如果没有记错,我跟另外一个同学都被叫出去罚站了。
And if I remember...
不可以上课,出去想一想。
If I remember correctly, both I and the other student who were caught were told to stand outside to...
所以我就认定对方是贼啊。
So I concluded that the other student must be the thief.
他那个身高哦,大概跟我们这里的,看这里谁最高,总之他很高就对了,又很壮。
He was very tall and strong.
我二话不说,出去就开始跟修理他这样子,我比他还小。
Even though I was shorter than him, or younger than him, I scolded him when we went out of the classroom.
不是scold,打他这样子。
Oh, I beat him up.
结果后来不是我打他,是反而被打这样子。
But in the end, I was beaten up by him.
这种打架误会人的事情,当时想起来是很正义,很豪放,如今想起来是误会别人,是一种丢脸的事情。
I thought I was doing the right thing by fighting with him because I was being justified. Yeah, but now when I think back, it's not right at all.
人生我们发现到有一些事情
In terms of occupations, there is really nothing that we need to be shameful about.
有关道德方面, 从圣经的光照下来之后, 我们就觉得, 啊, 过去我们实在是做错太多事情了。
But in terms of moral standard, when under the light of the Word of God, we realize that we have done so many wrongs in the past.
有人说逝者已矣，来者可追了。过去的事情就算了，我们要追求未来的事情。
Some people say we should just forget, let the bygones be bygones.
那么圣经上这两节经节在提醒我们要过一种无愧的人生。
The two verses we're studying tell us to lead a life without shame.
我们来看腓立比书一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
腓立比书一章十九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 19.
新约277页。 因为我知道 这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。小弟这一节想了很久，不是太容易了解。I
thought about this verse for a long time and had a hard time understanding it.
因为我知道这事到底是哪一件事情让保罗觉得他没有办法得救呢？
What was it in Paul's mind that made him think that he might not be delivered?
如果我们从前面前文看下来，这个事情应该是指着教会那些纷争结党的事情。And
if we look, read the context, we may it's possible that Paul was referring to the divisions in the church.
换句话说，那么有的传福音不诚实，那么有的传福音是出于爱心呢。
Some people preach out of pretense, some preach out of love.
但是保罗说，因为我知道这事，借着你们的祷告，我必得救。那么换句话说，保罗因为这个工人纷争的事情，他有一种被捆绑的感觉咯。So
does that mean that Paul felt that he was bound by the rivalries between workers of God?
我们在看圣经哦，小弟以前看圣经有个想法，就是说工人不会犯错。
When I read the Bible in the past, I thought that my assumption was that the workers of God would never make mistakes.
做了两年工作之后，我觉得工人不犯错很难呢。
But having been in the full-time ministry for 2 years, I feel that it's difficult to be faultless.
我最近在问我太太啊。
I asked my wife recently.
耶稣基督是不是真神？
Is the Lord Jesus Christ God?
她说是。
She said yes, He is.
那我说耶稣基督是不是真人？
Is He a true man?
她说是。
Yeah, she said yes.
那么耶稣基督是真人又是真神，那耶稣基督没有犯罪。
Jesus is a true human being and a true God, and he never sinned.
那么耶稣基督做几年的工作？
How many years of ministry did Jesus conduct?
3年半。
3.5 years.
我问他说，那我是真人还是真神？
So I asked my wife, am I true God or a true human being?
你是真人啊。
She said, of course you are a true human being.
那我如果做了3年半之后，我会不会犯错？
Will I make a mistake after 3.5 years of ministry?
我觉得不犯错很难耶。
So my point is that it's very hard not to make mistakes.
所以当我重新再把这一节再思考一次。
When I considered this verse again,
如果说保罗今天生活在这个世界,
suppose Paul lives in today's world,
如果我传道是出于纷争,
and if I preach out of rivalry,
他传道是出于爱心,
whereas he preaches out of love,
我想他一定很气我啊。
I believe he must be very mad at me.
我想我也很气他。
I'll probably very be mad at him.
他会很气我，所以他说嘛，增加他困所的苦楚，所以他也是很生气的。
So he was probably very mad because he said that they added to his afflictions.
那个气来气去哦，结果是当然是他对我错，但是对整个教会来讲，对整个工人的心态来讲，有时候也是有一点疙瘩。
Regardless of who is on the right, it is always not a good feeling to have such kind of hard feelings.
所以这个事情到底指什么事情呢？
So what does it mean? What has happened to me?
我相信可能就是指着这些不和睦的事情啊。
What has happened to me probably refers to the division.
我们在工作当中啊，常常真的有一些自己觉得丢脸的事情。
In our service, we sometimes run into things that make us ashamed.
工人不和睦也是一种丢脸的事情啊。
Disharmony among workers is something to be ashamed of.
工人也会犯错。
The workers of God make mistakes too.
那这边提到说我们怎么样避免呢？
How can we avoid these mistakes?
这边提到两个方法。
This verse teaches us two things.
借着你们的祈祷跟耶稣基督灵的帮助，终于我会得救。
Through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们工人实在是很需要信徒弟兄姐妹的带导。
Brothers and sisters, really need to pray for the workers of God.
我发觉到我们整个教会全体为一件事情祷告非常有功效。
I've discovered that when the whole church prays for something or someone, the power is great.
前几个月在尔湾教会有一个张弟兄他在帮忙教会的侍奉工作。
A few months ago, there was a brother Zhang in Irvine Church who was a choir leader.
他不晓得，他可能不太知道，或者是很忽略他有高血压的问题。
At first, he wasn't aware of his high blood pressure.
他大概是我的年纪啊，大概大我几岁而已。
And he is about my age, maybe a little older.
因为最近南加州有联合部大会，那时候是他在帮忙负责。
At that time, he was helping with the choir presentation for the combined evangelical service.
在这种忙碌的一个教导当中呢，他突然中风哦，当时都还不知道他中风。
On a Saturday, after a day's hard work teaching the choir, he had a stroke.
紧急被送到医院里面去。
He was sent to the emergency room.
大家都很紧张啊。
Everyone was very anxious.
因为他还有两个小孩。
He had two children.
而且他是在做圣工的时候出了这个事情。
And this accident happened when he was helping in church.
尔湾教会，因为他属于尔湾教会，一个马上召集信徒，在一个晚上特别的跑到教会去，全体的来为这位弟兄代祷。
So during one night, all the members in Irvine Church gathered in the church to pray for him.
感谢主，最近他可以来聚会。
Thank God, now he is able to attend church.
虽然还要坐着轮椅来啊。
Even though he is still on a wheelchair.
医生讲这已经是很 lucky 了，非常幸运的一件事情了。
The doctor said that what happened to him was very lucky.
那我们再提到这个邱永平弟兄。
And we have been praying for Brother Chou.
其实我们很多近弟兄姐妹真的还继续为他这个家庭祷告。
Many brothers and sisters are still praying for he and his family.
我一直没有信心讲一件事情啊。
I didn't have the confidence or faith to say this.
但是我觉得这是恩典，不说也不行。
But because I've seen God's grace, I must tell you.
就是他刚生病的那一天啊，不是，第一个礼拜，第一个礼拜六，那么那个礼拜六，医生突然讲那个情况非常紧急啊。
The first Saturday after he got sick, the doctor told the family that he was in critical condition.
负责人跑到医院里面去，家属都已经在哭了。
The church council members went to the hospital to see him, and the family was crying.
那全教会都为他在祷告。
The whole church prayed for him.
那神就跟他小儿子出现。
Then God appeared to his son.
你们都看过这个小孩子，可能跟我们 Ben Ben 大一点点哈，大一点点而已。
His son is very young, perhaps a little older than Ben.
他说一个穿白衣服的跟他讲说你爸爸会好了。
The son saw someone in white telling him your father will be okay.
果然邱永平弟兄度过当天那种最 critical 的时刻。
And sure enough, Brother Cho went through that critical period safely.
小弟是保留不敢讲，实在是不知道这句话是指着当天那个情况说的，还是指着他的未来说的。
I did not share this vision because I wasn't sure if the Lord was referring to that particular incident on that day or that he will be healed completely.
但是小弟知道一件事情。
But one thing I know.
就是当全体的教会为我们弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，那个功效真的是非常大的，同心合意祷告的时候。
When the church prays with one heart and mind for something or someone, the power is very great.
我记得我们这个教会以前常常大家一直提醒要为某些慕道者来祷告。
In the past, in this church, we always mention people, true seekers by name, to pray for them.
因为听到真的神把那个慕道者一个一个带过来啊。
And we noticed that God was able to bring these true seekers one by one to himself.
这些都是从祷告来的。
These were the results of prayer.
所以弟兄说的是, 我们常常为那些, 哦, 生病的啦, 肉体不平安的, 大家全体来祷告, 也很认真。
And likewise, we pray very hard for those who are going through physical illness.
但是我们是不是常常为那些心灵软弱的来祷告呢?
Now the question is, do we likewise pray for those who are weak in faith?
当保罗说他没有得救的时候, 他在提到可能的是这个教会纷争的事情也不一定啊。
When Paul talks about his deliverance, he was probably referring to deliverance from the rivalry in church.
这个一般人都不愿意讲啊。
No one would like to mention these things.
如果我家发生了什么事情, 我真的很不愿意讲。
If I have problems in my family, I don't like to share them.
如果我的传道生涯发生了什么软弱，我也不太想要谈。
If I have moments of weakness in my ministry, I wouldn't want to share them either.
其实哦，生病了，如果说真的耶稣带走就回天国了，这个是有机会的。
In terms of illness, the worst that could happen to a person is to be taken home by the Lord.
这是一个心灵软弱了，犯罪了，跌倒了，再回来这个。 有时候不一定有机会再回来的。
But when a person is spiritually weak, he may stumble and never be restored.
所以保罗真的很，他说啊，因为你们腓立比教会为我的祷告，我真的可以得救啊。 So
Paul says, through your prayers for me, I will be delivered.
所以我小弟才发现到说，其实我们真的应该彼此为自己的心灵软弱来代祷。
So we should pray for one another in terms of our spiritual state.
如果我们彼此在美国过的是一种 闭门的生活, 我们真的很难了解其他弟兄姐妹现在的痛苦是什么。
If we live in the U.S. Being isolated from one another, we will not be able to understand each other's situation.
但是小弟跟大家讲一个实话,
To be frank with you,
小弟常常做访问,
I often visit members.
我们教会弟兄姐妹, 很多人都心灵上有很多辛苦的事情。
Many brothers and sisters have difficulties in their lives.
所以我们应该睁开我们的眼睛来关怀，来为他们祷告。
So we should keep our eyes open and show our concern and pray for them.
甚至包括工人在内，我们这些传道人在内。This
would include the workers of God.
所以保罗知道腓立比教会一直在为他们祷告。The
Philippians knew that Paul knew that the Philippians had been praying for him.
那么十九节又谈到一个事情，好像 redundant， 好像多余的。
Verse 19 mentions another thing that seems to be redundant.
他说, 因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助中必须叫我得救。 祈祷当然是在圣灵里面祷告，当然是有耶稣之灵的帮助才对啊。
The help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ seems redundant because it would naturally go with prayers.
但是我们再想深一点，其实不见得是这样子。
But if you think about it more carefully, it may not be so.
尤其对我们祷告比较多的人, 这有时候变成一种毛病啊。
This may pose a challenge for us who often pray.
小弟以前也常常这样想啊。
This is how I used to think.
只要我祷告多哦, 我一天祷告多一点, 啊, 这个, 一定工作可以做好。
If I pray a lot, I'm sure I can do my work well.
我觉得不一定耶。
But it wasn't the case.
因为人常常会怎么样呢? 如果主耶稣没有, 如果人常常会借着因为我付出去的这些 effort， 我付出去的努力，以至于神会成全我所祈求的工作。
Sometimes people have the assumption that God will accomplish the work on the merit of our effort.
事实上，我们祷告只是我们的本分呢。
But prayer should be only our obligation.
一个祷告多的人，因为自己祷告多，觉得神就应该同工，这跟华丽赛人没什么两样。
If we feel that because we pray so much, God has to work with us, that is not different from being a Pharisee.
华丽赛人说，我每个月每个礼拜是禁食两次啊。
The Pharisee prayed, saying, "I fast twice a week."
所以祷告多真的是好的。It
is good to pray a lot.
但是祷告多，再来就是要谦卑，求神怜悯在我们当中工作。But
we also need to be humble and ask God to be present among us.
如果说人祷告多，心态产生了微妙的变化的时候。
If there's a subtle change in our hearts when we pray a lot,
有一点点属灵的骄傲,
when we have some sort of pride,
那么神的灵不一定要来扶持我们啊,
then we may not have the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
所以从这节看起来, 神灵的帮助跟祷告是不是没有关系, 是不是有关系的, 但是也可以没有关系啊。
So while the help of the Spirit, help given by the Spirit through Jesus Christ could come from prayers, it could also not necessarily happen.
那决定在我们祷告人的心态是什么?
The key is the attitude of the person who prays.
如果神的灵要工作，人可以工作得很轻松。
When God's Spirit works, our job will be much easier.
有时候看到神没有工作，并不是有时候并不是信徒没有祷告。
Sometimes God does not work, not necessarily because of lack of prayers.
也可能教会不圣洁啊。
It could be because of impurities in the church.
也可能教会那些信徒的私生活当中有很多不愉快的经历啊。
Perhaps.
或者是对教会很多 complaint 啊。
Perhaps there are complaints or disharmonies among brothers and sisters.
所以我们真的也要祷告，也要更祈求神圣灵的动工啊。
So while we pray earnestly, we also need the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
讲到这里啊，我们又谈到一个问题，就是其实我们信徒真正心里有问题，或是肉体有问题啊，我们常常有时候会病急乱投医啊。Sometimes
when we have difficulties, both physically or spiritually, we may be hasty and in panic.
小弟的观察就是，我们首先都会想到怎么样用我们的脑筋、用我们的逻辑来解决我们的问题。
Our immediate reaction is to try to solve the problem with our logic.
但是从这一节，我们看出来，神不是要我们的脑筋，用我们的逻辑，神要用我们的膝盖，用我们的心呢。But
God doesn't want us to solve problems with our brains. He wants us to solve problems with our knees and our hearts.
真的，我们依靠神，神绝对不会让我们失望。If
we trust in God, He will not let us down.
最近我收到一封 email.
I recently received an email message.
一个同龄在跟我分享主耶稣如何解决他心中的那个软弱那只那个结。一个同龄就好了。
A church member.
我比较能关注他，sister好了。
A church member shared with me her the difficulties in her life.
她后来去参加聚会。
And she attended church service.
她说她那个困难哦，让她没有办法专心听道理的。And
her problems, her difficulties in life, made her not be able to concentrate.
所以她就跟她旁边坐的姐妹递纸条啊，因为她实在听不下，就递纸条这样子，写小抄递纸条。So
she could not concentrate during sermons, and she started scribbling notes and passed it to the person next to her.
她就说，我很 trouble. 我没办法 concentrate. Please pray for me.
She wrote a note saying, "I'm very troubled. I cannot concentrate. Please pray for me."
我递给旁边的。
And she passed the note to someone next to her.
刚讲完不久，台上就开始讲了。台上讲的屁就说，如果你们心中很困难，不晓得怎么办的话呢，你们一定要懂得依靠神啊。As
soon as she did that, the speaker on the pulpit said, "If you have any troubles in your heart, you must learn to trust in God."
所以另外一个接到这个纸张的同龄，马上写一句话：The big guy hear you. 所以你就照那个 big guy 跟你说的话来做就好了。
So the person who got the notes quickly said to her, "The big guy hurt you, so you just do what he says."
她心中还是有很多的 confuse, 很多的困难。
She still had troubles in her heart.
她觉得如今是走在人生的十字路口上面。
She felt as if she was at a crossroads.
但是她相信，她亲近神，借着祷告，主耶稣会给她力量。
But she believed that if she continued to draw close to God, she will receive strength from God.
我们今天到神面前祷告的人，至少要有这样的一种信念，这种信心呢。This
is the basic attitude we must have when we come before God.
这是我们再把十九节看清楚哈。Let's
read verse 19 carefully.
因为我知道，我们跳过来，后面是终必叫我得救。因我知道。 这个事情有你们的祷告跟耶稣灵帮助，终必叫我得救。这是一种非常肯定的、充满了盼望的语气啊。He
says, "For I know that through your prayers and help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance." That is the statement of confidence.
所以我们今天哦，到神面前来祷告，说神的灵要工作，我们这是最基本、最基本应该有的态度啊。So
for God's Spirit to work among us through our prayers, this is the basic attitude we must have.
我们要求主耶稣给我们这种有
We must ask the Lord Jesus to give us a heart of hope.
我们来看罗马书15章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
十三节。
Verse 13.
罗马书15章13节。
Romans 15 verse 13.
所以写真的很好。但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们在祈祷之前借着圣灵在我们心中的能力，让我们对我们的未来充满了盼望。
May the Lord help us so that through the power of the Spirit we may be filled with hope in the future.
这样子我们相信在这种不愉快的事情上面呢，神会拯救我们脱离这些羞愧的事情啊。
Then we are confident that the Lord will deliver us from these difficulties in life.
我们再来看腓立比书。
Let's return to Philippians.
腓立比书一章二十节。
Chapter 1 verse 20.
照我所切慕所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上显大。这么叫说进一步的，除了神救我们脱离以前的羞愧以外呢，神在我们一切所做的都不叫我们羞愧啊。
Not only will God deliver us out of our shame, He will make sure that in no way we will be ashamed.
照我们所切慕所盼望的，我们所切慕所盼望的神都要加添给我们。
And this is according to what we eagerly expect and hope.
几年前，如果当我读这件圣经的时候，我就想到一句话：心想事成。
A few years ago, when I read this passage, I would think that whatever you ask for in your heart, you will get it.
对啊，我盼望这个啊，所以神给我，没给我丢脸啊，所以不是心想事成吗？
Because I hope for something, God gives it to me so that I will not be ashamed.
其实我们在生活上真的也有这些体验的。
There are experiences like these in our lives.
我以前可能见证过了，我在生活上很多小体验哦，就是我当场祷告求什么，主耶稣都会给我成全。
I might have shared with you many experiences in which, well, when I had difficulties, I asked God to help and He granted my request.
那都是在生活上的祝福方面的。
These were blessings in the physical sense.
那有一次我到台湾总会的神学院分享这样的道理。
Once I shared such testimonies in the theological seminary in Taiwan.
讲完之后被个老传道修理啊。
And after that, I was corrected by a senior minister.
那个老传道一上台就讲说，这个道理一天到晚都讲到物质上面去了。
The senior minister got on the pulpit after me and said, you always talk about material blessings.
实在也是这样子。
He was true. He was right.
保罗这边所盼望所切慕的到底是什么东西呢？
What is it that Paul eagerly expects and hopes?
我们知道保罗已经把世间当成粪土了。
We know that Paul regards the world as rubbish.
因为我们活在这个世界上，我们带着肉体，我们对肉体的祝福觉得好像比较需要，也觉得好像比较实际。
Being in flesh, material needs and provisions are more immediate.
但是我们仔细看保罗的一生啊，不是这样子的。
But if we look at Paul's life closely, this is not the case with Paul.
物质上的一切对保罗来讲已经是粪土了。
Everything in the material became rubbish to Paul.
我记得有一次梁传道在这边 NYTS 讲过一件事情。
Preacher Liang mentioned this during one of the NYTSs.
他说如果这个有一个 resume 要征召保罗做保罗类似这样的工作。
If there is a job posting asking with the job descriptions of what Paul went through in his ministry.
对了，不是为什么，就是有一个工作的要求是，就是你要被打五次，四十下减一下，总共200次减五次，195次。
That means you have to be beaten of five times, 40 times minus one every time.
那么被棍子打三次。
You will be beaten by the rod three times.
常常没得吃，没得喝。
You will go through hunger and thirst.
我记得他当初问一个问题，请问不晓得谁要来 apply 这个假，有谁要来申请这份工作。
And Preacher Liang said, I wonder how many people will apply for this job.
你看保罗他在人世当中哦，真的他信耶稣之后的生活上的辛苦，比信耶稣之前的不 converted 哦，他在这种变成基督徒之后的痛苦，比在变成基督徒之后的肉体的痛苦更加多啊。
The sufferings that Paul went through after his conversion were much greater.Than those before his conversion.
所以保罗真的他所盼望的不是这些物质的东西。
So what Paul eagerly expected and hoped was not the material blessings.
他是盼望属灵的东西。
He he was hoping for something spiritual.
所以今天我们如果活在这个世间呢，我们觉得不如意的事情很多哈，我们要觉得其实我们可能比保罗还好一点点。
Well, there are many things that make us unhappy in this life. We must realize that we are probably better off than Paul.
所以我们所盼望的、所羡慕的是什么呢？
So what is it that we eagerly hope and expect?
我们期待我们弟兄姐妹所盼望、所羡慕的都是这些啊，兴旺我们的 Pacifica 教会，我们的灵性可以健壮，可以抵挡魔鬼的攻击啊，这等类属灵的事情啊。
It's our desire that your everyone's expectation and hope would be for the prosperity of the church, the spiritual strength, and the ability to withstand Satan's attack.
这些事情神都不会让我们羞愧的。
God will not make us be ashamed in these things.
我们来看诗篇二十五篇第二节。
Please turn to Psalm 25, verse 2.
诗篇二十五篇第二节。
Psalm 25, verse 2.
二十五篇第二节。
Psalm 25, verse 2.
还等我的神啊，我素来依靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。第三节
Three.
还等候你的必不羞愧。我们再请看罗马书九章三十三节。
Let's also read Romans chapter 9 verse 33.
罗马书九章三十三节。
Romans 9:33.
罗马书九章三十三节。
Romans 9:33.
就如经上所记，我在锡安放一块绊脚的石头，叠人的磐石，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。这边很肯定的说，信靠神的人必不至于羞愧。
The statement makes it very clear that those who trust in God will never be put to shame.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们真的对属灵上面有什么目标的话，
If we have any goal, spiritual goals,
都是为神的。
They are for God.
都是我们的灵性的。
They are for our spirituality.
真的，我们信靠神，全职不会让你羞愧了。
In these things, if we trust in God, God will never let us be ashamed.
我真的常常很羡慕我们教会那些信心很好的弟兄姐妹。
I always admire brothers and sisters who with strong faith.
三十几岁了还不结婚。
Some are not even married after they pass the age of 30. Why?
他们在等候神的时间。
They are waiting for God's timing.
他们在等候神的旨意。
They are waiting for God's will.
你看他们等神，没有让他们失望。
God did not let them become ashamed.
有一次我问一个姐妹，她也大概年近三十。
I talked with a sister who was approaching 30.
我说这个很好哎，你为什么把握机会呢？
I said, this is a good brother. How come you don't take the opportunity?
她说没办法，个性不太合。
She said, well, I don't, we are not very compatible.
哇，那你这么。这个年纪，那怎么办呢？
I said, well, look at your age. What am I going to do?
讲得比较直一点，有时候我实在不知道怎么讲，客气一点这样子。
I didn't know how to be more roundabout.
他说没有关系，我信靠神，只要时候到了，他一定有办法。
She said, don't worry, I trust in God. When the right time comes, something will happen.
真的神没有让他羞愧。
God did not put her to shame.
我们在看启示录的十一章记载一件事情。
Revelation chapter 11 teaches us this.
在末后的日子，有一些神的工人要大有能力，大有心智，就如同以利亚一样。
That in the end time, some workers of God will be as powerful as Elijah.
但是呢，他后来跟兽征战的时候，要被兽杀死。
But when they struggle with the beast, they will be killed by the beast.
然后呢，他不能被埋葬三天半。
And they will not be buried for 3.5 days.
但是三天半之后，神的灵进到这些工人当中。
But after 3.5 days, the Spirit of God entered these.
他的敌人都看到这些工人升天了。
And the enemies, their enemies will see them ascend into heaven.
所以今天无论我们眼见的是什么事情
，So it doesn't matter what we see today.
眼见是好还是坏
？Whether they are good or bad.
一个信靠神的人，神不会让他羞愧。
Those who trust in God will never be put to shame.
所以我们还是要放胆呐。这边就像这个经节说，我们要有胆量啊。
Therefore, we need to be courageous.
我觉得这个神给我们这个胆量很重要哈。
It's important to have courage from God.
如果我们还是很忠心，那么没有做错事情，不羞愧，我们胆子就大了。
If we are faithful in all respects and never do wrong, then we can have great courage.
如果呢，我们做错事情了，我们就没有胆量。
But if we have done something wrong, then we will not have courage.
夏娃做错了
，Eve made a mistake.
她就躲起来了。
She hid herself.
我们人世间的常理都是这样子的。
And that is how it goes.
所以我一个小故事这样说啊。
There's a story.
有只老鼠很那个它的心就是老鼠的 heart 嘛哈，就是很没有胆量。
There is a mouse, and the mouse's heart is very timid.
所以他就跟造物主讲说，你把我变成一只猫好不好？
So the mouse said to the creator, can you please make me into a cat? So the creator makes it into a cat. But when he goes to the dog, he is timid.
然后呢，他就跟造物主祈求，可不可以变成另外一只狗啊。
So the cat prays to the creator saying, can I become a dog?
变成一只狗之后呢，他又看到豹又害怕。
After he becomes a dog, he was afraid of leopards.
祈求造物主把他变成豹。
So he prayed to the creator to make him into a leopard.
变成一只豹，看到猎人又害怕。
When he became a leopard, he was afraid of the hunters.
无论变什么，他都是老鼠的胆子啊。
So no matter what animal or person he was created into, he was timid.
他没有办法过美好的一生啊。
So he could not have a happy life.
所以这边提到说，只要照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一次叫我羞愧。
I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed.
只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上显大。
But we'll have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body.
我们没有羞愧，我们可以放胆的为主耶稣来过生活啊。
If we do not have shame, we will have courage to live for Christ.
身上很多例子哈。
There are many examples in the Bible.
大卫虽然年纪很小，但是胆子很大。
David, although young, was very courageous.
他有信靠神的心。
Because he trusted in God.
但以理可以大胆被扔到狮子洞里面去，不违反他的信仰。
Daniel was courageous, so that even though he was thrown into the lion's den, he maintained his faith.
世界上有这么多有胆量的伟人。
There are many such heroes of great courage.
所以希伯来书十三章六节这样跟我们说。
So Hebrews 13 verse 6 teaches us.
所以我可以放胆地说。
Therefore, I say with confidence.
主是帮助我的。
The Lord is my help.
我必不惧怕。
I will not be afraid.
人能把我怎么样呢？
What can man do to me?
这是我们应该有的心呢。
That is the heart we should have.
最后，我们过无愧的生活，就是要懂得为主来活。
Finally, to live without shame means to live for Christ.
无论是生是死，我们总让主在我们生命上显大。
Whether by life or by death, let Christ be exalted in our bodies.
我们活着的时候，我们会不会觉得主耶稣因着你而他的名得到荣耀呢？
When we are alive, is Christ Jesus glorified because of us?
我想这是一个非常容易衡量的一件事情。
That's something we can measure ourselves by.
有没有你的同事过来拍拍你的肩膀说，我很高兴你这种人存在这个世上。
Have your colleagues ever come to you and say to you, I'm so glad that there's someone like you in this world?
有没有你的同学跟你讲说，我真的是看到你就好像看到世界的光一样。
Have your classmates said to you, when I see you, it's like seeing light in the world.
如果我们曾经有这种被人家肯定觉得说我们活在这个世界上的确是光，的确是盐。
If people have made such comments, that we are the light and the salt of the world.
我们真的把爱带来人间。
If we have brought love to the world.
这样子这是我们过着无愧人生的一个最重要的目的啊。
That is the most important purpose for living a shameless life.
我们要懂得去爱人，因为借着我们相爱，别人就认出我们是神的门徒了。
We must love, because through our love, people will know that we are Christ's disciples.
有个小女生，她的隔壁人家呢，死了一个小女生。
A young girl had a neighbor, and the neighbor's young daughter just died.
那这个小女生就跑到隔壁的阿姨家去了。
So this young girl went to the neighbor's family.
妈妈问她说，你去那边做什么？
Her mother asked her, why did you go to the neighbors?
她说我去安慰阿姨啊。
She said, I went to comfort auntie.
妈妈说，那你怎么样安慰阿姨？
Mom asked her, how did you comfort her?
她说我就坐在阿姨的膝盖上面陪阿姨哭啊。
She said, I just sat on her lap and cried with her.
这是一件小小的动作，从一个小小女孩做出来，我们在她生命上看出她对人间的爱。
Through this little action from a little girl, we can see love among people.
神从他身上得到荣耀。
And God was glorified through her.
这边就说我们无愧的人生另外目的，无论我们活着，死的时候也要荣耀神。
We should exalt Christ in our bodies when we are alive. We should do the same when we are dying.
保罗说我没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。
Paul says none of us lives to ourselves and dies for ourselves.
保罗说我是为基督天天冒死。
Paul says I risk my life for Christ every day.
我们常常在访问的时候就有一个很大的感触。
When we visit members, this is how we feel.
到底今天生病的人，躺在病床上的人，或是一下子要过世的人，哪一个是真的为主耶稣来死的？
Those who are sick in bed or those who are about to die, who will actually die for the Lord?
没有啊，大家都满是活在人世间的。
The fact is, none of us actually die for the Lord because we.
大家都为自己而活，很多都是为自己的家庭在活。
Because we all live for our families.
那所以到底为主，我们要怎么为主来死呢
？So what does it mean to die for the Lord?
我相信唯一的答案就是，当我们活着的时候是为主活。
The only answer is, if you have lived your life for Christ.
如果我们没有为主活，如何为主来死呢？
If you never live your life for Christ, how can you say you die for the Lord?
这个实在是很崇高的目标啊。
But this is such a noble goal.
我们怎么样去为主活呢？
How can we live for Christ?
我相信，只要我们把圣经上所说的一切活在我们周围当中，就应该是为主活了。
I believe if we can put God's word in the Bible, God's word into practice, then we live for Christ.
并不是说每个人一定要跟保罗一样抛头颅洒热血。
Perhaps not every one of us can do as much as Paul.
我们只要在我们日常生活当中，像刚刚提到的说做光做盐，我相信我们死的时候就敢说我是为死来为主而死了。
But if while we are alive, we can be the light and the salt of the world, then we can say that we.Die for the Lord.
最基本的工作就是把我们的孩子教好啊。
Our basic responsibility is to bring up our child in the Lord.
最基本的工作就是在我们灵不到位的时候，多为主耶稣尽一点心力啊。
Our basic responsibilities include working hard before the convocation.
有一个执事哈。
There's a deacon.
他已经过世了。
Who has passed away?
他在世的时候呢，他大儿子那时候在总会做文字工帮忙这种办公室的工作。
While he was alive, his older son helped in the General Assembly.
他二儿子在开计程车。
And his second son was a taxi driver.
他的三儿子在放牛班念书啊。
And his third son wasn't doing very well at school.
他没有放弃继续培养这三个孩子。
This deacon never gave up raising up these children.
这几年前他过世了。
He passed away more than 10 years ago.
他真的是过了一个爱神爱人的生活。
He lived a life of love to God and to others.
我觉得他真的是为神来死，不只是为神来活而已。
And I believe that he not only lived for the Lord, he also died for the Lord.
我妈妈跟我说，参加他丧礼的人人山人海，虽然是一个乡下的妇女，是一个乡下人呐。
Oh, even though he was a villager, at his funeral. Countless people attended the service.
因为这个世界上真的很多人接受过他的关爱。
It's because while he was alive, he showed concern to many people.
我怎么那么大胆的说他真的为神而活呢？
How can I say with confidence that he lived for the Lord?
因为他真的花了很多心血为孩子祷告教导孩子。
Because he prayed and put a lot of effort for the children and to bring them up.
如今他三个孩子，老大在。总会继续上班，老二计程车不开了，也在总会上班。老三如今当专职的传道人。
Now, the first his oldest and second sons all work for the General Assembly of the Church, and his third son has dedicated himself to the ministry.
我就想，他活了一个美好的人生。
So I believe this deacon had lived a wonderful life.
为神而活。
He lived for the Lord.
在想，这就是羞愧最后的极致。不过羞愧的生活的一种最后极致的表现。
And that is the ultimate expression of a shameless life.